Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome, fellow adventurers, to the Masculine Journey Joyride Podcast. This is a brand new show from the guys you know. I'm talking, of course, about the Band of Brothers. My name is Keith, and I'm the producer for Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you will hear funny stories, exchanges, and thought-provoking moments that will amuse you, make you smile, and draw you closer to Jesus Christ in your journey of life. Hey, Joyriders, NWNJ. You know, there are times where you need to take some time off from work, be it a vacation, or you're just feeling under the weather. So you've been gone a while and you start to miss everyone. You start feeling like sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Yeah, suddenly you can't wait to go back. You imagine upon your return, everyone will see you and be like, but here at the Masculine Journey, when you've been gone a while and you finally return to the show, you get a reception more or less like this.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Followed by this.
No! No, please, no! 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 No!
As always, it's all in good fun, because on this Masculine Journey, we joke because we care, we joke because we love, and as Andy found out, we joke because it's funny.
It is really good to see you guys. I mean, I can say that honestly because David's not here. But that's just for you, David. You're welcome. No, we're missing David and Jim and Grant on today's show. We're going to be talking about the topic of brokenness. You know, it doesn't seem like the most uplifting topic, you know, but it's something that we all face multiple times throughout our life, you know, and if you haven't, you're not being honest with yourself, or you're living in a, I don't know, a bubble that's not real. But, you know, brokenness is something that we all face, and the enemy likes to try to tell us that we're the only ones that deal with it, but that's not necessarily true. We're going to actually start the show talking about some scripture and some stories from the Bible about that topic of brokenness. The way this kind of came up, I was driving back from Charleston, and a song came on. And it happened to be a song that was really instrumental to me during a very difficult time. And it happened to be on the exact same stretch of road in which I listened to that song a lot of times. And how quickly it moved me to emotion, which I'll talk about that more, you know, after the break. But and then just this whole topic of brokenness that we kind of avoid talking about that unless it's with somebody very close to you. You know, you'll share that, but most people don't. You know, just run out and share it, you know, or don't talk to the people they need to talk to about it and kind of try to do it alone. And we're not meant to do that alone. So beginning with some scripture, before I do that, Andy, welcome back. It's great to have you back in the studio.
Likewise.
Harold was really happy to see you.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Not others so much.
not as much me, but...
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.